Ottawa. King Charles III and Queen Camilla will arrive in Canada later today for a landmark two-day visit that carries symbolic weight amid rising diplomatic tensions with the United States. The visit, which includes the King's historic delivery of the Speech from the Throne to Canada's Parliament on Tuesday, is widely seen as an emphatic message of support for Canada's sovereignty in the face of provocative rhetoric from U.S. President Donald Trump. This marks the royal couple's first official visit to Canada since the start of King Charles's reign. Their previously scheduled trip in 2024 was cancelled following the King's cancer diagnosis. Now in recovery, the King's presence and speech are expected to reinforce the unity and independence of Canada, a constitutional monarchy and NATO member, against recent calls by Trump for Canada to become the 51st state of the United States. Prime Minister Mark Carney, who swept to power in a recent election amid a surge of anti-Trump sentiment, extended the invitation to the royal couple. In remarks ahead of the visit, Carney emphasized that, "This is a historic honor which matches the weight of our times." King Charles III will become the first reigning monarch to deliver a speech from the throne in Canada in nearly 50 years. His mother, Queen Elizabeth II, carried out the same duty in 1957 and 1977. The speech, written in both English and French, will lay out the Canadian government's legislative priorities and vision for the future, but with a clear undertone rejecting foreign interference and asserting Canadian independence. As part of their visit, the King and Queen will engage with local leaders and community groups, including First Nations representatives. Ceremonial greetings are planned for the couple's arrival at the Ottawa Airport on Monday, followed by community events highlighting Canada's cultural resilience. Across Canada, the royal visit has ignited displays of patriotic pride. Businesses in Ottawa and other cities have prominently featured "Proudly Canadian" signs in their storefronts.